Will you lay down your life of forsaking the task?
Today, I would like to continue talking about self, the sinful nature that lives in me. Self seems to be its own person who runs its own life in me. Self is self-contained with its own will, its own esteem, and its own defense of dealing with its pain. Sometimes this means running away from a task, refusing to follow through, forsaking the job.
You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire. Ephesians 4:22.
I bless you to lay down your life pattern of giving up, abandoning hope, throwing in the towel. Know that self lives in a sea of deception, controlled by the father of lies. Self does not know the truth. It does not acknowledge God. Understand that self is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. It is not connected to God's hope, power, and love. It is not a good source from which to live.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6.
May you understand that Jesus died for yourself, so that you should be no longer a slave to its task-forsaking habit and other sinful patterns. May you surrender self to Jesus to be crucified and exchange it for himself. Jesus is hope, truth, and love. Jesus is a good source from which to live.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. Acts 20:24.
I bless you to lay down your life of giving up and forsaking the job. God wants you to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given you.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
I bless you.